4 o'clock, I feel alright. Alright. Our official calling to order. Regular meeting of the Board of Library Trustees, Wednesday, November 16th. Roll call.
Wait, it's at 4:01, right?
Oh, sorry, 4:01 PM.
4:01. Alright, I will now call the roll. Chair Bruder.
Present.
Trustee Rubel.
Present.
Vice Chair Ellison.
Present.
Number three, public comments. Persons who address the board on any subject matter within the board's jurisdiction is not listed as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the board from discussing or taking action on any issue not included on the agenda, but if appropriate, the board may schedule a topic for future discussion or for the matter of the staff.
There were no public comments. There's no public present.
Okay.
Well, sorry. Yes, there is. There's public. There's three members of the public present. I'll put that down. I'm not used to that. I'm used to.
I'll probably ask you to buy more dog man books.
Oh.
We'll okay. Move on to number four, presentations. The following items will be presentations given to the board. Action on these items is typically limited to the board receiving the presentation and providing direction or feedback to staff as appropriate. Presentation 4.1, library updates from City Librarian Watney.
Okay, we're going to run through our updates here. Quite a lot. There are two things that I'm going to be bringing forward to you guys in the next meeting. The meeting room policy, we're going to review it. I think what we're finding in the usage is that people are very unclear over how they want to use the room, and so we're not able to really determine whether it's profit, non-profit, or what the deal is. So we want to be able to kind of tighten that down. And then the other one is rules of conduct, and we're bringing that forward, and we'll bring our recommended changes, and then you guys can make your recommended changes to it as well. I know especially Rizelle was here when we did the last one. Remember Rizelle, the really long one with Myra, where we were like, shrink it down to a page, and it was like, this long, and then we kind of finally got it down to 8.5 by 11, but it's really small. But it's been, that's good. At least you're not traumatized by how long it's been. But I think it's time to redo it because we're focusing on DEI and really looking at, are there rules of conduct that are affected by DEI, and our DEI policy for the city we're working on right now. So we may as well take a look at it and start having those conversations. As far as, I'll try to go through buildings, and I don't want to take from Merwin and Diana because I know they'll probably talk about some of it. We're finishing up on Civic Center's renovation. The last of it is clearly the restrooms that you saw. You're able to actually walk in there now and see everything. Allison's team just finished putting all the children's books back to the children's right now.
Yay!
There's a mural going on in what used to be the fireplace, but we got rid of the fireplace. We walled it off, and there's going to be a mural and seating going on, going up in there as well. But the entire thing's been painted. We're just finishing up the final touches. We're hoping end of November is when they're going to be actually out of there and the restrooms are back in our possession. Probably sooner than that, but that's what we're saying at this point.
Is there any event going to happen around the reopening?
Maybe. We don't know when their final date is. We're trying to do a ribbon cutting for the mayor. But we don't know. It will all depend on their final date and if it lands before or after December 6th. But
the new mayor?
Yeah. But we definitely wanted to complete whatever we can complete in there and get them out. They're back to where we contained them in the beginning, which is just the restroom. The holdup has been the fixtures. I think everybody kind of knows that supply chain wise, it's caused delays like there's no tomorrow. So everything else is pretty much complete in there. So we're excited to finally get that back. The second, you'll see the parking lot go up for construction and finishing off the parking lot. They completed and fixed the ADA issues. Those all need, the parking lot completely needs to be redone and sealed all over again and restriped. So those will do that in increments because they are very aware of us having to come. And I told them they couldn't do it all in one day. So that's, I think, for Civic. I don't think I missed anything else. At least building-wise. You guys can bring up programs.
Nothing goes north.
Yeah. South has 3 bids in for their carpet. We're currently selecting their carpet, or not their carpet, the actual, whoever won the bid. We haven't selected that, but we already know what the carpet's going to be, and we already know what's going on. And then we'll sit down with timeline, because we have to also structure that. That's the entire building, so we're going to have to say what is it best to do each section, because we clearly can't shut the whole building down. So that's the next phase. Oleander has some ADA issues, and we're working on that right now. Fixing the entrances to the ADA, and then we'll be able to kind of move in. I think on our end, that's about it. That's hoping at that site. And the library side goes first, and then it goes to the gym, and then the contracted areas. We're probably looking at renewing the lease at Oak Trent Ranch. We're probably going to do year to year, starting in January, but or March. It's March, huh? March, April? May. That's one of those. I know we renew it in 2023, so it'll probably go year to year, because we should be breaking ground 2023 and on the Cinematic Arts Library. Diana and I were really lucky. We went yesterday or Monday to Chapman University. We reviewed what they're doing for the Cinematic Arts, which includes filming stages. They had sounds, audio booths. They had they had everything. They had a studio. They had theaters, like 3-4 screening rooms, as well as a gigantic theater. Editing spaces, all of that stuff. Partly, SCSU was with us, so part of it is having the conversation of what's going to happen on the SCSU floor, and also what's generically going to be in the library for everybody to use. So a little bit of everything. It's unbelievable, a little overwhelming, I think, because it's just a lot. Chapman University is really well known. Their claim to fame is the Duffer Brothers, who did Stranger Things. Are actually both alumni of Chapman University. Yeah. And so they, and their mentor, we got to meet him when he was there. They had just been there the night before we were there. But definitely they know what they're doing over there. They have I think it's 3 campus or 3 buildings, and then it's about to be 4. So our next trip is going to be Arizona State University, and we're going to check out for their source for the next level of the Cinematic Arts Library. And we're currently in discussions over the lease that's going to happen between SCSU and the library. So that's where we're at with that, but that will be going on really fast. The turnaround time is SCSU's first class should be in 2025. 2 years to build, really, as fast as you can make it. Yeah. Ironically, what people don't realize is the permits already exist for all of those buildings. So. That's not holding it up at all.
Yeah, that's normally what holds stuff
up,
so that's nice.
Yeah. So that's what, and it's that, yeah, there's an amenities building, there's a parking structure, so all of that stuff's on the same time. South, I did Otay. Yeah, I think I'm good. CASA's still on, I don't know where we're at with CASA.
I don't know anything.
After the final.
After that? I don't know where we are.
I gotta check back with them on that one.
Yeah.
But, and when construction begins on that one. I'm making notes to myself on that one. Okay, do you guys want to talk about programming? You got a lot going on.
Sure. We just closed out this past weekend. We had a play on Saturday and Sunday, Not Working. It was about COVID. It was a musical. It's only an hour long. It was really good. And we had discussions. We had 3 performances, and we had discussions afterwards. The first one on Saturday was Fake News. And I had the honor of talking with Matt. Oh my God, I forgot his last name. But anyway, he's the editorial director for San Diego Union Tribune. Matt Hall, editorial director for Union Tribune. And we talked about Fake News. And then the performance after was about history. I wasn't able to go to that one. And then on Sunday we had. It was about first responders, so there was discussion with
essential workers.
Yes. Yeah, and so that was really great. The attendance went really well. Really great production. Coming up this the next couple of weekends. This weekend is a big one, the 19th. We're going to have a Fix-It clinic that's going to occupy here. You saw the A-frame over there, and I don't know if I explained it before. The concept of Fix-It clinic, it's you bring in broken items and learn how to fix it rather than throw it into a landfill. You know, bring in whatever it is, and they kind of teach you, they do it, but they kind of teach you how to do it as well. And then there's other sustainable types of activities and pop-up types of things going on here. So that's happening, and then right after that is going to be the Globe for All Shakespeare performance at 2 o'clock, Henry V, in the Marketplace. It's going to be right there during open hours, in the middle of everything. We're going to have a Shakespeare performance, which I really love, because it's just, you know, it's like an on-site kind of like performance where it's not just a theater, but, you know, it's right there in your face kind of a thing. I think it's going to be a big event. Right now it's sold out on their website. But that doesn't mean you can't walk in, because you can. You can walk in and just kind of like discover it and kind of like and watch it from there. You probably won't get the best seats unless you're like there super early. It starts at 2. Then a couple of weeks after that is, I think we mentioned it before, on December 3rd, the Library of Us, which is the human library idea, where people can, and if you look on Instagram, we just posted on it, people can come and check out different human books. The aim of it is to challenge stereotypes. So these are human books are people who we may consider like really different from us, and this is where a chance to have a kind of like a safe conversation, a safe space for them to be able to talk about them, themselves, and for people to be able to ask questions that they've always wanted to ask of somebody who looks different or may be different, depending on their book title. So I think we have about 10 to 11 titles right now. So that's from 11 to 3 on December 3rd. Library of Us. That's it coming up.
We have a lot of holiday events happening in December. We have the Santa visit here December 10th at 11, which is a Saturday. And then South is going to have the Santa visit on Thursday, December 5th at 5 p.m. And then Otay, there's a Santa there, so they don't do it. Santa is there. All
season.
Yeah, the built-in Santa.
Yeah. Those are the biggest ones, but there's going to be a lot of craft workshops, wreath making, card making, ornament making throughout the month of December at all three of our locations. So check out our calendar for that.
That is it.
Alright. Number 5, action items. The items listed in the section of the agenda will be considered individually by the board and are expected to elicit discussion and deliberation. 5.1, approval of the October 19th, 2022 meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. I'll second.
Okay, I will take the vote. Chair Reuter?
Aye.
Trustee Rubel?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ellison?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Number 6, staff comments. Okay. Number 7, chair's comments. I'm just excited to see earlier today the children's section almost there.
Yeah.
It's amazing what a few little tweaks like paint. I'm excited to see the mural soon, so excited to bring my family and check it out. Trustees' comments? Okay. That number 9 is an adjournment to the regular meeting on December 21st, 2022 at 4 p.m. We're officially adjourning at 4:15.